Oh, Zbigniew. Paycheck was my buddy. I've known Paycheck for 100 years. He just recently sold. Paycheck had, him and Henry bought this bar in 1979, which is Paycheck's. And if you've ever been to Paycheck's, it was split in half. Half of it was Johnny's Pizza, which was on the left side of the entrance, and Paycheck's was on the other. It was very narrow. So it was a bar, and you could put, you could sit in a chair along the wall. Then it would open up behind the pizzeria, and then the bathrooms were in the back, which you open the door, and it was wide open men's and girls' bathroom. And then they had a stage, which was in a corner. And that's where he had a lot of bands. A lot of bands liked playing there because he'd give them the door. He didn't care. He goes, you guys figure it out. Who's in charge? And it usually at that time was 50, 35, 15, how the bands would split the money. And then he you know, got sound systems, and I helped him along. And he actually had some of the old Clutch Cargo's PA at Paychex for several years. And I helped him along. Everybody used to hang out there. It was a great place to hang. And it did a lot of business. Once he got rid of Johnny's Pizza, he expanded, put the bathrooms in the front, opened up the whole thing, built a way better stage. It was a really probably the best place in Hamtramck to play. But boy, it went through a lot of changes. I remember a funny story. So Paycheck built this stage diagonally. And there was this band called Via Satellite. I don't know if you remember hearing about them. Okay. Anyways, we had a really heavy guitar player named Stu. Well, the stage got a little wet. Stu jumped up and down, went right through it because it was made of particle board. He didn't know any better. And Paycheck, motherfucker, he stepped right through my fucking stage because he had that heavy Polish accent. And, yeah, it was a pretty cool place. Paycheck's mother really ran it. She looked like George Washington, actually.